because of other things that would come along. But there's one thing for sure. We've all got an appointment that we will not miss. Death is out there for each and every one of us today. And the best thing for a child of God is to hear the call that we've leaving this world and going to a better place, to that Beulah land that she sung about, where we'll live eternally with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. In the book of Jeremiah is where I'll be reading from this morning, in the 46th chapter of the book of Jeremiah. And while you pray for us, and Tara made mention that, you know, there's the voices and everything is, I don't know if it's the pollen or the mold, or if it's that it's almost 90 degrees one day and then it's 60 something another day, but several of us today have got this, like a, it's almost like you're speaking into a bucket or something. You got it, your ears all stopped up. So you pray for us for just a few minutes of time. In the book of Jeremiah, 46th chapter, start reading at verse 13 today. Jeremiah 46, verse 13. The word of the Lord spake to Jeremiah the prophet how Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, should come and smite the land of Egypt. Declare ye in Egypt, and publish in Migdol, and publish in Noph, and in Tophanes, say ye, stand fast and prepare ye thee, for the sword shall devour round about thee. And stop reading there with that verse, verse 14 this morning. And the word of warning had come. The word had come from God, how that he spoke to Jeremiah the prophet, saying that trouble was coming from Nebuchadnezzar, from Babylon, that they was going to come and fight against Egypt. But the Lord did not leave them standing there. He did not leave them stranded. You see, even though we don't know about tomorrow, God does. He knows all about our today and our tomorrow and all the days that will follow. And he gave them a warning. He said to publish this word and tell everyone to stand fast and prepare yourself, for the sword is going to devour round about thee. And today I'd like to use for a text is standing firm. Standing firm. Just like in the time of Jeremiah, we see that the sword is falling all around us. The Bible says in the last days that there will be wars and rumors of wars, and that there will be earthquakes in divers places. And there's going to be all kinds of trouble that we're going to have to face as we go along life's journey. Many of us may not be here when the Lord comes back. We may already have been called and going home to be with him. But even while we're here, the sword represents many different things in the Bible. It represents the word of God. It represents trouble, as Jeremiah was talking about, that the enemy's going to come against you. And the sword also represents the word of God. So we see that the sword is many different things throughout the scripture. But here he's saying that the sword means trouble is coming. Trouble is going to fall because the enemy is coming. And the Bible tells us that there is trouble in each and every one of our lives. We heard the prayer request this morning, amen? We hear all the things that's going on, and not just in our church, but across the land, all the things that are happening. And let me interject this for just a moment. How many of us yesterday, in the midst of a time of trouble that this country has gone through, how many of you yesterday was able to look up and say, thank you, Lord? Amen. Because the enemy fights hard. And not just fights hard, but the enemy knows no rules. He'll come against you, and it doesn't matter. what you've done, doesn't matter where you've been or who you are, trouble comes, and it comes at the least expected time. That when you hear the trumpet, the sword, you can hear it almost before you see the trouble that is coming. The Bible tells us that we have to stand firm. As God's people, that we have to stand, as he says in Ephesians, the 6th chapter and 11th verse, that we have to stand against the wiles of the devil. Because we've got too much invested for us to give up now. We've got too much that God has given to us. How many of you know that you've been blessed by God? And we have to stand firm and protect that which God has given to us. He said that the devil comes against us and he fights tooth and nail to try to take away all the things that God has blessed us with. But God told Jeremiah to tell the people just to stand firm, stand fast, and prepare yourself. How many of us are prepared knowing that trouble is on the horizon? You say, Roger, this is Sunday morning and we ought to be able to shout today. Follow me for just a few minutes of time. Even though that there is trouble all around us, Paul said in Romans 14 and 4, God is able to make us to be able to stand. As I look over this congregation this morning, and Sister Mary probably being the most recent testimony to this, that even when you feel like you can't stand, God gives you strength to be able to stand. You don't know how the enemy is going to come. You don't know what kind of battle armor that you ought to get out, because there are many things that we use to fight against the devil. But the greatest thing that we can fight against the devil with is our prayer life with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. That when we go to him in prayer, or even at the mention of his name, the Bible says the devil has to flee. But he told them, he warned them, that the enemy is coming. And you'll see and hear about the smite that he has done to the land of Egypt. And they were in Babylonian captivity. And he's telling them that this trouble is coming, but you need to stand fast. You know, sometimes we just need to be like what you taught in Sunday school this morning, Brother Lloyd. We need to be like God told the children of Israel. We just need to stand still and see God work in our lives. How many of you come to church this morning with things upon your heart and mind that you know you need God to help you with? And when we look at this, it's the things that the devil brings against us. Lloyd said in Sunday school, he never gives up. Never gives up. He knows he's defeated, but yet he still fights with all that he's got to try to take away, even in our last days, take away the joy that God has given to us. The older I get, the more I realize the things of this world don't excite me. You know what excites me is knowing that my name is found written in the Lamb's Book of Life, that I've been born again, and when I leave this world, I'm going to heaven for all eternity. The things that really excite us is knowing and seeing our people get right with God before it's too late. Church, the Bible tells us that when we've done all that we can do, just stand. We need to stand today. I appreciate, as I made mention of this past week, I appreciate that sometimes when the enemy comes, let me backtrack for just a minute. So many times when the enemy comes, we've been so quick to throw up the white flag and surrender, or to even run away from the devil when the enemy would come against us. But I was impressed this past week that there was a few that was, when the trouble come, They would go before God and say, Lord, we need your help. And God has prevailed. Amen. God has prevailed. God will prevail every time when the enemy comes against us. Brother Lloyd was teaching and talking about miracles this morning. And sometimes we say we don't see miracles like we used to. And certainly that is true. You know, we don't see or hear of many people being healed anymore. We don't see or hear of many people getting their lives turned around for what the devil has come in and destroyed. Can I preach this morning? You stay where you're at and the devil is going to mess up your life if you don't stand firm. And folks, let me tell you, there's not a one of us today that can stand firm by ourselves. I've got somebody with me to help me to stand when I can do nothing else. I hear that song from years gone by that says, Lord, help me stand and put you in my life that I might be able to overcome the wiles of the devil. The enemy is coming against us, but we have to stand firm. We have to stand with the help of God today that we cannot give up. We're too far down the road, Brother Lloyd. In fact, I can almost hear the sound of the trumpet. I can almost hear the sound of the Lord coming in the clouds of glory. And if he don't come today or tomorrow, I might go home to be with him. I don't know. None of us knows the day nor the hour that God is going to call. The last enemy, the last defeat that we have to face today is handing the devil the defeat as we draw our last breath. Some would say, Brother Eli, that death gets the victory. I say death opens the door to the child of God, not to get the victory, but to get the reward that is waiting for us at the end of life's journey. If you die lost, death has defeated you. But if you die safe today, you're going to a better country than what this world is in, that we live in today. The Bible tells us in 1 Thessalonians, he said, we shall live if we stand fast in the Lord. Again, there's no time for us to give up. No time for us. We have to stand firm. I grew up in a home where mom and dad was firm. Some of y'all have testified to that. You knew the rules, you knew how to act, and you knew how not to act. Here, Paul's telling us, if we stand firm or stand fast in the Lord, that we shall live. I wish the world that is lost would realize what living is all about. Living is not what the devil offers. It's what God offers. And God offers us good life while we're here. And a better life, Sister Jackie, that is coming on the other side. I didn't mention you this morning in prayer, and I should have. Let's pray for her today. Because, you know, can y'all hear the sword? That is just, you know, if you take a sword and sometimes you just turn it in the air real fast, you can hear it break the wind. My grandsons, Sean and even Gavin, they'll get a stick and act like it's a sword and it'll swoosh and make that sound. I can almost hear the devil all around us today. He's coming to devour and destroy each and every life that he can. And he will destroy your life if you're not careful. That's why I believe God has given us this word that we need to stand fast. That when it looks like everybody else is giving up and saying there is no hope, I want us all to remember God is still on the throne. He is still hearing prayers and he is still enabling us to stand and to fight against the devil and his lies. You know, can I preach it like that this morning? The biggest thing the devil uses against us is lies. He uses it and he gets, he sometimes he don't even have to swing the sword because we'll believe a lie that he's told us. But today we need to stand firm and we need to stand fast. That's what it means to stand fast. We need to stand firm with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and we shall get the victory. Paul told him in 2 Thessalonians, in the second chapter, in the 15th verse, he said, we need to stand fast and hold to the doctrines that we've been taught, either by man, if I can paraphrase it, or by the Spirit. How many of you know what you believe today? How many of you know in whom you believe? You know what Paul was saying? Don't fall for this doctrine of the world. Don't fall for what's being taught from a lot of pulpits and places across our land, but stand firm in what you've been taught. I grew up in a time, and I'm thankful for it. Brother Lloyd and some of you others can remember it, that the preachers may not have had the tools that a lot of preachers today have. They may not have had a lot of the education that a lot of preachers have today. But what they did have, they had an anointing from heaven on high. And when they began to preach, you could feel the presence of God come in the midst. The message may not have been orchestrated just right. According to today's standards, it may have not had all of its homilies and everything put in place to where it sounded good to the ear and it pleased man. But folks, what it did had it was the Spirit of God that come down and let you know that you was lost and undone without God. And you needed to have a change in your life. A change that you could not make, but a change that God could only make in your life. He said that we need to hold firm. You know where I've got most of my belief and as he said here, and the doctrines, is when a word was being preached from behind the pulpit. People say, I don't even know what to believe. There's so much that's out in this world today. You know what I believe? I believe the King James Version of the Bible. I believe what the Holy Ghost has come down and taught us over the years. That I may not know much, but I know in whom I believe. I know my name is found written in the Lamb's Book of Life. And I know that when I leave here, I'm going to heaven. And Brother Les, I know that God still will save everyone that calls upon His name. And it won't change this morning as long as we stand firm. No time to quit. No time to give in to what the devil will have you to believe this morning. He says in his word that we ought to, in Philippians 4 and 1, that we ought to stand fast in the Lord. When I can't stand, he's there to lift me up. How many of you in a spiritual realm, maybe even in a physical realm, you've been so low that you could just feel the presence of God come and pick you up and stand you upon your feet? I can do nothing within myself. But when the Lord shows up, I'm able to do all things through Christ Jesus who strengtheneth me. Isn't that what Paul said in Philippians 4:13? I can do all things when he shows up and I'm able to stand. He said in 1 Corinthians, the 10th chapter, that we ought to stand fast in our faith this morning. Faith is the key that unlocks the door. I believe we ought to have more faith than what we've got. We ought to have more faith. I find myself, as I made reference to this past week or past couple of weeks, that there was times that my faith got weak because I seen how the enemy was fighting against a man to being nominated to the Supreme Court that had some values, that had a sense and knew that there was some things that was right and things that was wrong, and the world, the devil was afraid that he was going to get there and overturn some of the things that's happening in our country. And I say, if pray on, church, Help him to stand and change the things that's wrong in our country today. And you know what the devil did? The devil said, I'm going to attack him and attack him like he's never been attacked before and even have lies. Does it sound familiar to anybody? When Jesus was there on trial, they paid people to come and testify against him. You know, the devil don't care to buy lies. And he'll tell us lies. Yes. And a lot of lies he tells us, he didn't pay anybody. Because we believed it when it came out of his mouth. We need to stand fast today, not just in the faith, but as Paul said in Galatians, that we need to stand fast in our liberty that we have. We have the liberty in God today. You know what the Bible says? Where the Spirit is, there's liberty. People say, I just can't do what I feel like doing. That's a lie from the devil. You need to stand in the liberty. God gives you something to do. You ought to do it to the best of your ability and to your calling this morning. The Scripture tells us that we need to stand like we've never stood before. I know I'm preaching this morning to a lot of Bible-believing, God-fearing moms and dads and young men and women. But as time goes on, it's getting harder and harder to stand. Some of us today, the devil has worked us over year after year after year. And while our spirit is willing, our flesh is weak. He's attacking us like he's never attacked us before. And if he can't get to you, he'll get to your children or your grandchildren. He'll find some way to get into your life and bring you down. But you know what? If he brings you to your knees, that's where you need to be. Because that's when you are the most powerful. Hallelujah. When we get up on our knees, and the devil thinks, I've got them defeated now. But when you're down there, you begin to call upon the name of Jesus Christ. You can feel, anybody else feel that power today? When you get down and you begin to pray, you can just feel the presence of God show up. And the devil is put on the run because he cannot stand in the presence of a holy God. The Bible tells us, Jeremiah was saying, God's warning us. We need to stand fast. How many of you know in what you believe in? And you ought to stand fast in it. How many of us stand fast in our faith that God is still hearing and answering our prayers? And that God is still going to be able to move mountains that gets in our journey and tries to detour us. But you know, today, church, oftentimes I see it too much, that when the enemy comes, we just want to throw up our hands and say, I can't take it anymore. We've all had our trials and our troubles and our tribulations. And if we live to see tomorrow, we'll face more tomorrow. And some of these that we face, Brother Jim, are ones like we've never seen before. In fact, in all the years that I've been at Mount Carmel, I've never seen so much sickness. I've never seen it. Maybe God gave this message for me today. So much sickness that's going on. And then I'm reminded today that the devil, he'll try to come and take your song away from you. He'll try to take that skip in your walk away from you. He'll try to depress you. Anybody else ever fight with depression that the devil brings into your life? This Sunday morning, nothing else you can confess today. He'll try his best to take the joy out of your heart. But thanks be to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. when I remember what he did for me at an old-fashioned altar back in 1972, I have to lift up my head and say, Lord, the devil's warring, but I know that you're stronger than he is, and I ask you to come and to help me to be able to stand in this hour. And God will send help. Sometimes he sends help through the Holy Spirit. Sometimes it's, and I know that this isn't popular preaching today, but sometimes he'll send help in the form of angels. Let me have my liberty this morning. Sometimes I can hear the rustling of the wings. And I know my help is on its way. Some of y'all been there when the doctor said there's no hope. But then you stood fast in your belief and your faith and your trust in Jesus Christ, and look what God did for you. Amen. Some of you today, as I find a closing place, some of you today, your world is falling in. The things that are so valuable to you, it seems like that there's just no concern. No looking forward to anything other than what the world has to offer. And it's saddening. It's heart-wrenching. But I encourage you this morning to stand fast in the Lord. Stand fast in the Lord. Because if he said that we will stand fast with him and that the Lord, and remember all that he has done for us. Job said it like this: stand still and consider the wondrous works that God has done. How many of you have had God to work miracles in your life? Yeah. Terry could very well not be with us today. It may sound like it was just a small accident, but it could have been a lot worse. How many of you have got testimonies this morning that God showed up and did a wondrous work in your life and you remember the details of it? Amen. So what we ought to do is stand still and say, Lord, I know what you did for me yesterday. And because of what you did for me yesterday, I'm going to stand still and trust in you for what I'm facing today. And if tomorrow comes and the devil comes against me, which I know he will, I'm going to stand still and stand firm and depend upon you for that which I have need of. You say, I'd like to be able to do that, but can you help me just a little bit more? Just a couple more points and I will close. You know what I stand upon? I said it earlier. I stand upon the Word of God. Isaiah in the 40th chapter said it like this. And the reason why I stand upon the Word of God, because the Bible says that the Word of God will stand for eternity. It will stand for eternity. Some might say you're awful shallow to believe in a book that was written thousands of years ago. You know what I have found? God's word is true. God's word never fails. When I need encouragement, I find it in this book. When I need healing, I go back and I read, by his stripes we are healed. When I need a good dose of the Holy Spirit to come by and fill my heart, I go back to the book of Psalms when David said, my cup runneth over. Everything we need is in this book. And this book is my encouragement and my sword. But you know, the devil comes against all of us. And what he tries to do is divide us. In the book of Matthew, Jesus said it like this: a divided house cannot stand. Now you may say he's talking about the natural house, and you could preach that, and I have in times past. But this morning I want to use it on the spiritual side. We've got God saying, yes, I will go with you always. And we've got the devil saying, you're going to be defeated. You know what we've done? We've divided our house. Because we try to hold on to what God says, and we fear what the devil said. God is in our heart. The devil is in our mind. And how many of us have a warfare that seems like it rages constantly? Because that's the way that the devil works. That's the way he works. This morning we need to stand firm. When you've done all that you can do, just stand. There are times that we've all feel like we can't stand anymore. We've done all that we could do, and yet it seems like nothing is working. Scripture tells us now is not the time. While we get a song of invitation, now is not the time to give up. Now is the time to reach within yourself and say, Lord, I need you to come and help me to be able to stand and fight this battle that the devil has raged against me. Help me to fight. And some can't even fight. You know you can't fight the devil when you're away from God. Not as strong as you should be able to. What you're doing is you've already been defeated because of past mistakes. And I've said this many times over the years. The devil will bring up every mistake you've ever made to try to defeat you and even humble you and say, I can't do it. But God is there saying, you can't, but we can. We can. Would you stand while Jeff sings us a song of invitation this morning? And I ask you to follow your heart, whatever God has given to you. Would you do that? Would you just step out this morning? Step out and say, Lord, help me stand, that I might be able, with your help, get the victory. Sing on, Jerry. All right. That's fine. You just play. The altar is open this morning. Anybody else need help standing today? You know what you need to do. And you'd like to be able to stand, but the devil comes and reminds you of all your past defeats. And he reminds you of what you're facing maybe tomorrow. And says you might as well give up. But you know, I believe with all my heart, there is no time for a born-again child of God to ever give up. As long as there is breath in us and God is on the throne, we can call upon Him for the help that we need, Brother Wayne. We can call upon Him. He said He would be a very present help in the time of our need. And He's here this morning. He's here to give you that help that you need. Maybe individually or maybe even a family that needs help today. You know, they used to have a saying, and it was even on bumper stickers, that said that a family that prays together stays together. I find that so true. In fact, a family that don't pray together has very little chance of making it, because they don't have the fabric that holds those two lives together. And that fabric is God. This morning, have you followed your heart? Have you truly followed your heart? Give just another moment or two. If you'd like to come, you're around friends this morning. You say, but I've been so defeated. If I was to ask, I feel confident that every hand in the house would go up. That we've all been defeated in the past. We've all been defeated. But when we remembered how to get the victory and who we needed to go to, and we went back and asked God to forgive us, He was faithful and just to forgive us and restore us. Would you make that step this morning? Anywhere in the house. Amen. I appreciate the service today. I'm not happy with all the circumstances that's going on. But I'm confident in this. If we will stand fast and keep praying, God will give us the victory. God will give us the victory. You say, but Roger, when our people leave this world, how can you say that God gave them the victory? We prayed for them to have good health. We prayed for them, for the suffering to leave. And you know what God did? He gave them a new body and took them home to be with Him. Is that not God answering our prayers? They don't have to suffer anymore. They've laid down their cross and they picked up their crown on the other side of the river. And we'll see them again in just a few more days. God bless each and every one of you this morning. Stand firm. Stand upon what you believe. Stand upon God's word and upon all the things that He has done for you in the past. And He'll do it again, over and over and over again. Have you enjoyed being in the house of the Lord on this Sunday morning? Sis, you got something?
Good to have you with us this morning. You come back.
changes your whole life. For the rest of your life. Amen. God bless each and every one of you. Tonight at 6 o'clock, come back and bring somebody with you to tonight, church, if you would. Let's try to fill the house up and have a good time in the Lord.
Sorry.
That's all right. I thought you was going to sing. I didn't know.
My surgery is scheduled for January 8th, so I could have got out sooner, but I figured I'd wait for the first of the year and everything will be good with, you know, work and everything. It's been plenty of time to get someone in there.